Welcome to the Good Old Days Radio Show. It's Tuesday comedy. It's going to be an episode of the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. We have featured Edgar and Charlie a few times in the past. For those of you who don't know this, Edgar Bergen is a ventriloquist and Charlie McCarthy is his dummy. He's very successful on radio, amazingly. And the reason it was successful is because, not because Edgar Bergen was such a great ventriloquist. If you watch him, he actually isn't that good. His mouth moves a lot, but he had a great sense of humor, great sense of timing, and he brought the character of Charlie McCarthy to life, to the point where Charlie actually wanted to marry Marilyn Monroe. We should dig up that one somewhere, because that's a classic one and features Marilyn Monroe, who did very, very little radio, and she's really good in this particular episode. Anyway, not the one we're playing today. The one we're playing today is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, as Edgar tells Charlie the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, and brings along Walt Disney and Donald Duck help him out with this. So you get to hear Mr. Walt Disney, who didn't do a lot of radio appearances. He usually did one or two things around the release of each of his films, but that was pretty much it. I'm trying to remember what film was coming out when this show was done, but I'm sure they'll say it in the show somewhere. But anyway, Disney himself appears on this, along with Clarence Nash, who was the voice of Donald Duck. So from September 21st, 1947, the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Royal Puddings bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, Alan Reed, Jack Mather, and our special guests, Walt Disney and Donald Duck. Tonight we come to you from Pasadena, California, where we've just seen a preview of Edgar and Charlie's new picture, Fun and Fancy Free, by Walt Disney, which will have its world premiere in New York City on September 27th. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, what did you think of the picture?
Oh, boy, great, great. I give it 4 bells. Why, you clumsy butterfingers, you. That man is through.
All right. Well, I love the title, Fun and Fancy Free.
You'd love anything that's free, Bergen.
Well, frankly, my chest is sticking out with pride.
Yeah?
Yes.
Your stomach is even prouder.
Yeah, all right. Charlie, what do you think of your work in the picture?
Oh, please, no. I can't.
What?
Oh, you know how darn easy I blush. Oh. Oh, why must I be so cursed with all this talent?
All right, all right. Well, there were others in the show besides you, you know. There was Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck.
Well, Natch, every picture has to have extras.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And there's also Goofy.
Oh, I say, did somebody call me?
No.
Where's Mr. Disney?
Well, he'll be right back, Ray. Oh. Ray, don't you think we should show Mr. Disney our gratitude with a little speech of appreciation?
Yes, that would be nice.
I think it'd be nice. Yeah, it'd make him happy, I'm sure.
Yeah. I could tell him one of my dreadfully droll witticisms.
No.
Oh, this one's about a kangaroo.
Yeah?
Yes. If only I could remember the paunch line.
Oh!
Do you get it? That's what's known as a foolproof joke.
Yes. And you're just a fool that can prove it, too.
Ray, where do you get those awful jokes?
Well, Edgar, I just drop in at the barbecue place down the street. They're always good for a few ribs.
Now, Charlie, what about this speech? I don't think it's necessary for both of us to give one.
No.
So I think I'm going to let you do the talking for me.
Me do the talking for you?
Yes.
Well, now that's an interesting switch, isn't it?
Yes. Now, let me hear what you're going to say. Now, when you speak, you must speak from the diaphragm.
Uh-huh. I have spoken.
You're all right. And remember, you must be convincing. The best orator is one who can make his men see with their ears.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. Now, when I talk...
They listen with their noses.
No. Well, go on with your speech, Charlie.
Well, how is this? Let's see. Fellow convicts.
No.
I thought I was in school.
No.
Oh, there you are, Edgar.
Well, Walt Disney... Donald Duck.
Well, Edgar, how did you like the picture?
Mr. Disney, it behooves me to say that it was an honor, a great honor to work for you.
Oh, Charlie, that's nice of you.
An honor, I might say, I richly deserve.
Well, I hope we have the pleasure of working together again.
Well, that would be nice. Mr. Disney, I can do the same thing for you that I did for Thurgood.
Oh, no, thanks. I like to keep my hair.
Walt, I thought you did a splendid job in that picture.
Are you kidding? He wasn't even in it. All right.
Well, don't you think Donald Duck gave a sterling performance?
Sterling? Well, that's silver. I think of him more on the pewter side.
Well, didn't you like Donald in that role?
The only role I'd like him in is a casserole. Look at the way he waddles. Reminds me of Bergen coming out of the shower.
Oh. Oh, now, Donald, I'm sure that deep down inside, Charlie likes you very much. Oh, what?
Nuts.
Well, now, let's not start that. Don't you have something nice, Donald, to say to Charlie?
Okay. Drop dead. Drop dead.
Yeah.
You barnyard delinquent, I'll snatch you bald-tailed.
Now, Charlie, let go of his feathers. Let go of his... Oh, now, see, Charlie,
what?
You've hurt him. You pull some of his tail feathers out.
Okay, I'll stick them back in. There. Why, you Long Island entree, you. Why don't you fly south?
Now, let's not quibble about who was the best performer. Ray, who do you think contributed most to the picture?
Well, not merely because I wrote some of it, but I rather like the music. Especially the song that goes like this.
No wonder some people like coffee better than others. They drink Chase and Sanborn. Yesterday, that applies without fail. The better you like coffee, the better you like Chase and Sanborn now. Because now that finer coffees are available again, Chase and Sanborn gives them to you. You get shade-grown flavor in lavish abundance, and you get it in top condition, as it should be. Fresh from roasting, at the peak of its goodness, every pound is vacuum-packed. That's why people who like coffee best prefer Chase and Sanborn today. The finer coffees of the world are back, including superb shade-grown coffees. They're richer, more flavorful, more delicious, because they grow more slowly. You see, growing time is flavor-making time. Each day adds more flavor for Chase and Sanborn. And the vacuum pack gives you more of that flavor at its best and freshest than any other container in the world. This week, take advantage of that. Don't miss out. Now's the time to ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Oh, Chubba, 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 Cuckoo, Goomba, Cuckoo, Cuckoo.
Well, Mortimer, Here we are again.
Where?
Right here.
Well, who?
Well, you and I.
Them. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's just like I always said, you know.
Yes?
Yeah. Sure.
You said what?
Oh, I said, I've always said it.
Now, what is it?
Let's see. I don't know, you don't know. I guess I don't say it no more. I guess.
You saw the picture. Were you satisfied with your role? Did you enjoy the picture?
Well, but it sure was scary.
Scary?
Oh, well.
Mortimer, only very stupid people are frightened by a motion picture.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I can qualify.
Yeah. I suppose it was the big giant that frightened you.
No, it was another fellow there with the pigeon-toed eyes.
Pigeon-toed eyes?
Yeah. Looked like his face was button-wrong.
Button-wrong. Well, now, who in the world could that have been?
Let's see.
Scary person.
Yeah, scary, awful-looking person. Yeah.
Well, describe him.
Well, some of his teeth stuck out so far it looked like he swallowed a rake.
Yeah. Blonde hair?
Yeah.
Cross-eyed?
Yeah.
And he had buck teeth?
Yeah, that's the fellow.
I'm beginning to see the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Yeah.
I'm sure you know the person's name.
No.
Well, now think.
No, I give up.
Well, it was Mortimer Snerd.
Well, give me a better hint than that. You know.
Mortimer, you were in the picture.
No. Well, I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah. I hope seeing yourself in the picture isn't a disappointment.
Well, I knowed I was homely, but I didn't know I was so good at it.
Oh. Well, don't let it upset you.
Well, I can't help it. Seeing me on the screen like that sort of destroyed something fine in me.
I see. What?
My appetite. Oh, I see. Not only that, they photographed my bad side.
Your bad side?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
The side my face is on. I see.
Well, surely, Mortimer, you knew you were in the picture. What did you think we were doing at the studio every day under those lights?
I don't know. Charlie said we was getting a suntan.
Yeah. Charlie was ribbing you. Why, if Charlie told you black was white, I bet you'd believe it.
Black with white?
Black with white,
yeah. Well, ain't it? No.
You certainly have more than your share of stupidity.
Well, it's the old story. Them what has, gets.
Yeah, that's right. Mortimer, there's only one Mortimer Snurd.
Friends, I have come before you.
You have?
Well, I haven't exactly come before you either because you were here when I arrived.
Yes. But would you mind telling us, who are you?
Well, I am from the state of Iowa.
From Iowa?
Well, out here, who isn't?
Yeah,
that's right. But I am from Pinpoint, Iowa.
Pinpoint?
Yeah, well, it's really East Pinpoint.
I see, yes.
A suburb. Yes. And I understand that you had a showing of the new Walt Disney picture, and
right.
It's about Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes, yes. Yes, we did. What about it?
Well, why didn't you invite me?
We were afraid you'd accept.
Well, what I want to know, Smarty, I want you to know that I am just plenty hot under the collar.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you ain't so hot above it.
Young man, I'll have you know that I am an exhibitor.
Exhibitor?
That's right. Uh-huh. Oh. And I represent a chain of two theaters.
Well, well. Well, we must be nice to an exhibitor, Charlie.
Yeah. And I have my finger on the pulse of the people, too.
Now, you fresh thing.
Uh-huh, right. And why, just last week they were complaining.
Yeah, no quality in the picture?
No, no butter on the popcorn.
Oh. You don't mean that your popcorn is more important than the picture?
Oh, I don't.
Well, I mean, do you?
Well, for goodness sakes, my gosh, I do.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, last week we had a 2,000-bag picture.
Really?
I took my wife to see it, and we ate popcorn all through the best years of our lives.
And now you can spend your remaining years drinking water.
Yeah. Well, what I want to see is if this Disney picture has popcorn appeal.
Popcorn appeal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be glad to tell you about it.
Oh, you will? Oh, yes. I'll sit over here.
The story opens in a beautiful little place called Happy Valley, where everybody was happy. They were always laughing, laughing. Always laughing. Pardon me, sir, but why are you crying in Happy Valley?
I just moved here from Pasadena.
Oh, I see. Well, nearly everybody was happy in the valley because of a beautiful golden harp that sang and played.
Oh, plunkety, 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 plunk. Everyone is so delightful. No one's mean or spiteful. In my favorite dream, yes, and in my favorite dream, there my heart can go romancing, dancing to a heavenly key. But there's something else I look forward to. It's a secret, but here's a clue. He's my favorite, you know. In my favorite dream, But there's something else I look forward to. It's a secret, but here's a clue. He's my favorite, you know who. You're the hero of my most favorite dream.
Well, it was Anita Gordon that was the golden harp. No wonder they were happy.
Yes, but one day tragedy struck. From out of nowhere, a fearsome giant swooped down on these people and carried the singing harp away.
Oh, no, no. Help! Get the FBI. Get Dick Tracy. Ken, do something.
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a giant wanted for kidnapping a harp girl with red hair and... That is all. That is not all either. Here is an important announcement.
We come to the table for nourishment, of course, but it's the flavor of our food that makes eating a pleasure. You've always loved royal puddings for their rich, smooth deliciousness. You love them doubly these days of high food prices because they cost so little, only a few pennies a serving. And what a hit they make. Royal puddings taste not just delicious, but more delicious, say women who use them. Yes, when 1,052 Royal users told why they switched to Royal from other popular brands, 8 out of 10 said, Royal puddings taste more delicious. And you'll agree when you try Royal chocolate pudding. Such luscious, chocolatey flavor reminds you of fine, rich milk chocolate. So smooth, creamy textured, and easy to make. So no wonder women buy more Royal puddings than any other kind. Get Royal puddings tomorrow. No need any longer to put up with flavorless wartime brands. Insist on genuine Royal. Remember, 8 out of 10 say Royal puddings taste more delicious, and yet they cost only a few pennies a serving.
And now to get back to the story.
Yeah, well, first wipe the pudding off your mouth.
All right. The singing harp was gone, and Happy Valley was no longer happy. Poverty and desolation came to everyone.
They had just paid their taxes.
The poor people were starving.
Bergen, just tell it. Don't ham it. All right.
Oh, friends, this is going to be just peachy for popcorn sale.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. And now comes the most tragic and dismal part of the story.
I thought we just had it.
No.
Yes, we did. I've been just sitting there whimpering and sniveling until my eyes are like little tiny red beads.
Yes. Well, there were three poor farmers who were desolate. All that stood between them and starvation was their cow.
Won't take long to eat through her.
Oh, now, just a moment. I hope you're not going to kill that poor, poor cow.
No, they won't kill it. They're just going to take it to a used cow lot. Operated by Madman Moose.
Yeah. That's true. But the used cow man was out of town, so they talked to his wife, Emma, about a fair deal.
Well, what shape was she in?
Well, she was the type who should never wear slacks.
No.
Or do you mean the cow?
All right. Oh, it was a sad moment. Her big brown eyes flooded with tears as she stood there chewing and drooling.
Who, Emma or the cow?
Both of them.
All right. So when the woman said to the cow, she said, are you a good milker? And the cow said,
yes, ma'am.
And would you favor us with a quart of milk?
No.
And why not?
I'm not in the mood.
A talking cow?
Yes.
Why, that's utter nonsense.
Yes. So they traded the cow for 3 magic beans and planted the beans in the ground.
My word, of all places.
Yes.
And the magic beans started to grow. Up, 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 and up.
Everybody fasten your safety belts, please.
And then one by one they started to climb up the beanstalk.
Oh, boy, what a climb of that beanstalk. I'm all out of breath.
Me too.
My cow. Yeah.
My word, look at that magnificent castle. Let's go in.
Yeah, let's go in.
Oh, it's kind of spooky. Listen, that sounds like the stolen harp girl. Let's go singing. Da, 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 da,
la. Oh, Donald and Charlie, my heroes. You've come to rescue me.
Yes, we have. Oh, poor Miss Harp. Let me take you in my arms.
Oh, you tickle.
I'll hold you a little closer.
Oh,
guess I held you too close.
Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
That's the horrible giant. You're not afraid, are you?
No, I always have lavender skin.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Oh, but really now, please don't I. I'm part Scotch anyway. I'm so anemic, you see.
Fee, fi, fo, fo.
Fo-fo, what happened to Fum?
He's with Abner.
Oh.
I'm glad you came. You're just in time for dinner.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, you'll be my dinner.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, not that. Oh, sir, have mercy. Why do you want to eat a scrawny little boy like me?
I'm on the Clark Gable diet.
Well, if you let me go, I'll give you this little duck for a pet.
Oh, I like little bitty ducks. And I have a nice warm place for him to stay. In my oven. Don't you know no one's allowed up here on this beanstalk? What are you doing here?
Well, we just came to borrow a saw and an axe to chop down a beanstalk to get rid of a big nuisance.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll help you.
Yes.
Here is the saw.
Thank you.
And here is the...
Yes.
What beanstalk? Come here,
come
you.
Come here, free, Donald. Come on, down the beanstalk.
Oh, my pants. Start sawing. Start sawing. Kinder!
Well, chunky little rascal, wasn't he?
What a story, huh? And what a picture.
Yes, but will it sell popcorn?
Oh.
Charlie and Edgar will be back in just a moment. But first, you know, some days turn out better than others. But here's a way you can raise the average. Take a tip from the people who like coffee best. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee. The more important your coffee is to you, with meals and between, the better you like Chase and Sanborn now, because finer coffees are back. Yes, Chase and Sanborn is richer today, more flavorful, more delicious. Taste its bonus of shade-grown goodness, protected by the vacuum pack. You get finer flavor and more of it, because the whole world's finer coffees are once more available for us to choose from. And preference goes to shade-grown coffees with their lavish abundance of extra flavor. Under an awning of taller trees, these coffees grow more slowly. Each day they store up more pleasure for you, and you get it in Chase and Sanborn in the vacuum pack. Only the vacuum pack can give you so much freshly roasted flavor, because no other container keeps coffee fresh. So don't miss out. This week, remember, now is the time to ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Well, Charlie, our guest next Sunday will be Betty Hutton.
Betty Hutton? Whoopee! Coming to see me?
Yeah.
What a match that'll be.
What do you mean?
The blonde bombshell meets the red-headed blockbuster.
Be sure and listen in next Sunday to Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Pat Patrick, and their special guest, Betty Hutton. This week, when you're buying groceries, ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee and royal puddings. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Okay, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Walt Disney, Donald Duck, Jack and the Beanstalk, and it's all was there to promote the movie Fun and Fancy Free. I haven't seen that in a long time. I guess it's still out there somewhere. It's 1947, and producer Daniel reminded me that Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy are in the movie, so that's why they're on, why Disney and all that are on the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show. Fun and Fancy Free was the follow-up to the Disney movie that we shall not be able to see, Song of the South. It came out in 1946, and this was the follow-up in 1947. So, anyway, that is it for the good old days of radio show and our continued salute to comedy. We're always here on Thursday with other things, and then we'll be back on Tuesday with more comedy, I guess, unless it's something else, but we'll see. We haven't planned for next week yet. That'll be sometime soon, hopefully before next week. Okay, this is John Teftiller in the good old days of radio show saying goodbye.